Well, this report is just confirming what so many people suspected, that this was a Russian-made BUK missile system, and it was fired from inside Russian-backed eastern Ukraine. Now, this followed 15 months of meticulous and painstaking analysis around the crash site, as Dutch authorities collected thousands of pieces of fragments over an area hundreds of miles wide. Using these pieces, they reconstructed the forward part of the aircraft. Using detailed analysis, as well as audio recordings from the pilots' headsets and satellite imagery, they were able to confirm the type of weapon used and where it was fired from. Here's what the lead investigator told the media.
All representatives from the states participating in the investigation endorsed the conclusion that the crash was caused by the detonation of a warhead in close proximity to the airplane.
The point is, this specific kind of Russian missile doesn't hit the aircraft. It detonates just next to it. And shrapnel from this kind of weapon was found in the bodies of the pilots. The report, however, doesn't seek to apportion blame. But other evidence has pointed towards Russia as the culprit, not least the fact that the missile was fired from an area controlled by pro-Russian groups. And one of these systems was photographed in the area at the time. Of course, Russia denies all of this, but an ongoing criminal investigation is underway to determine who was responsible.